In a world previously devoid of quality podcast content, three heroes take the leap, step up to fill the roles they once filled. These heroes, full of angst, to bring angst into this world. These heroes
are Dan,
Caitlin,
and Batman.
We're back and better than ever, maybe. We have a doggy this time.
I think we're about the same.
About par for the course.
We're older, which I think makes it worse.
So, this is episode 0 of Angst. What does that stand for?
Don't look at me, Dan.
Okay, enough of the voice. Angst is our new podcast, Adults Never Get Stupid Teens.
A coming-of-age podcast.
It is a coming-of-age story podcast each and every other week on Tuesdays, probably, maybe. At 12 p.m., probably, maybe. We will be on, probably, maybe, youtube.com/doingokay and podcast services around the world to give you a story. A story about...
Hope.
Hope. And childhood, tribulation, angst, most angst. Importantly. We're going to talk about movies, TV shows, video games, comic books, anime.
Life skills we wanted to learn as teens.
And maybe some of us did and others did not.
Gum. We're going to talk about all of these things.
Is gum an acronym?
Yes.
Yeah. Get under muffins.
So, episode 0 is a freewheeling ride here as we spit rhymes, like in the olden days.
Just like in those wagon wheel days.
Yes.
Are you guys picking up what we're putting down? Yeah. What should we talk about?
Well, we're going to talk about...
The plan.
What's the plan?
The plan.
Okay. Damn, the man with the plan.
So, okay, to make it...
Preliminary...
You're making an acronym for plan?
So...
Preliminary language arrangement...
Necessity. So,
we're the only ones that find us funny.
We're hilarious, guys. So we're going to talk about each episode. It's going to be a different coming of age story. Right. We're going to use that and sort of and critique it and talk about it in the way that we used to talk about Girl Meets World. We're going to pick it apart until it dies on the vein. And we're going to talk
it
about
it. Dies on the vein?
Yes. Vine is the word.
Honestly, I'm not sure what you're trying to say.
I'm just spitting rhymes here.
So, if I understand correctly, we will be reviewing these said media forms.
Yep.
Not only to review them, but also to use those as a stepping stone to kind of jump off and have
broader discussions.
Intelligent discussions, some communications between the three of us individuals.
About growing up, adulting, teendom,
adult-lessing.
What growing up means in the 28th century.
Yes.
No.
We could talk about that if we wanted to.
I mean, sure.
We could talk about Sherlock Holmes in the 22nd century.
As soon as you said that, I was waiting for you to say that. Whenever you say 20 anything century, I know that that's the next thing that's going to come out. Listen, that's a coming of age story, right?
Yeah, definitely. So I have a list here of coming of age stories. We're going to talk about some of the things we might cover on the show. We'd love to hear topics from you guys of things you want us to talk about. And the idea here is also we'll talk about what constitutes a coming of age story.
Right, because we had a little bit of discussion beforehand. So there are things that we talked about that are technically coming of age stories, but what is the spirit of what that means, right? What is the thing that you have empathy for the characters, but also empathy for just... the idea of youth, right?
Should I read what Wikipedia defines it as, and then we can go into what we...
Why don't you do just
that,
Daniel?
Oh, I'm going to do it. In genre studies, a coming-of-age story is a genre of literature and film that focuses on the growth of a protagonist from youth to adulthood, coming-of-age. Coming-of-age stories tend to emphasize dialogue or internal monologue over action and are often set in the past. The subject is usually a teenager, and now specifically in film it says coming of age is a genre of teen films. Coming of age films focus on the psychological and moral growth or transition of a protagonist from youth to adulthood. Personal growth and change are important characteristics of this genre. Dialogue, blah 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 blah.
Now, we'll get into more of that as we compare to actual like various media and different franchises. But one of the things I thought might be interesting, and the market is a little less, but coming of age, you know, as it says, you're going into adulthood. But I think that something that there's a market for, right? And, you know, we're a little older now.
Yes, older and wiser, one would hope.
Older. there's sort of a second coming of age, right? There's when you come from, like, teen to young adult, but then there's when you become, like, young adult to, like...
Adult.
Real adult,
yeah, right? And that's what the adulting thing. That's, like, a hip term right now.
Right.
I don't know about that.
Let's ignore the hip terms.
Okay. But we're all about the hip terms here, as we spit rhymes.
But keep the zeitgeist in your pants, as they say.
Okay.
You know, they.
Yep. Caitlin's back, everybody.
So I think it would be nice to find some of these too, you know, because I'm sure that our audience, you know, we'll have a range, but we'll definitely try to.
What are we finding?
I'm saying a range of not just like teen dramas, but like also like the second coming of age, like
young. Well, also young, then I also think there's teen, kid into teen too, something we might also touch on. So it's basically about a rite of passage, it's about growing up.
It's transition, right? Yeah. It's like liminal space. Yeah. It was one thing I can mark as like the most important thing of what is a coming
of age story.
One of the things that I can mark as sort of the most important feature of a coming of age story is just captivating that liminal space that things exist in. Whatever that is, just that sort of transitional period where things have certain energy because they're changing.
Yeah, I think it involves like self-reflection. It's because the reason I like coming of age stories so much is because a great story in general is all about transformative change,
right?
And what better time to make that feel natural than in a time where everybody is constantly changing,
right?
Caitlin,
I don't think this is true of all coming of age stories, but one thing I really like is that they make even the simplest of moments feel like an adventure because you're experiencing them for the first time.
If done right,
yeah.
Like some of the ones that, like, to use the term, like slice of life, but they make slice of life moments feel like an adventure. Mm-hmm. Some are like Moonrise Kingdom. We were talking about Kings of Summer earlier. Mm-hmm. Sandlot. Mm-hmm.
Sandlot?
Sandlot is in the list as far as like preteen coming of, it's like coming into teendom.
Yeah.
Keith is not on board
Keith
with Sandlot.
Keith does not like the Sandlot because he's incorrect.
Yeah, he's a bad person. We all know this.
I mean, that's an entirely separate issue.
But it makes simple things feel like an adventure. Yeah. It makes things have stakes because you...
Anyone.
Well, things that you look back on, they don't seem like they would have swayed things one way or the other. When you're experiencing them in the moment, they feel like it's going to change your entire image. It's going to change your entire social circle, depending on what you choose to
do. So I guess is what you're saying is that a good coming of age story takes something that maybe objectively isn't high stakes, but makes you feel like it's high stakes because it is to the characters.
Well, because it's to the characters, but it is to that age.
Yeah.
It's like the magic of uncertainty, right?
Well, I was going to say, like, think about the title of this podcast.
Angst.
Adults Never Get Stupid Teens. They'll think that the things that teens care about, the things that are important, the things that are going to shake them are stupid. But they're not stupid to them because it matters in that moment. It matters to that age group.
So I love how we're basically saying, we have the word stupid teens in here, but we're basically saying adults are stupid.
Man, you just never understood, man.
Oh, man.
You're ruining my life.
To be fair, in case you didn't catch on, none of us in this room, except for my dog over there, are considered teens.
And why is Moogie considered a teen?
Actually, no. In human years, she's only 10.
But she's hitting puberty.
That's true.
Yeah.
My dog got her first period.
It's very exciting. We held a ceremony. Right. A bloodletting ceremony.
Right.
Dan's not allowed near my dog anymore.
Can I read some of these properties that we talk about a little bit? Just to give people a slice of knowledge of what we might tackle.
Can I read the first property?
Yeah, sure.
47 Main Street.
Keith is continuing his excellent comedy from the years past. This is the kind of quality podcast content everyone has been missing.
In a world.
In a world. One second.
No.
No, the joke's better when you stop.
Let Dan go.
I'm literally trying to clear my throat.
Oh, really?
I'm literally saying, hold on so I can talk.
I thought that was a joke. All right, well, he can't talk right now, so I'm going to talk. On my list is End of the Fucking World. This is a Netflix show some people might know about. I don't know if you guys know about it.
You've heard about this thing called Netflix, right?
Yes, it's a hip new thing.
Right.
End of the Fucking World is a tale of two teenage runaways. One of them has a very troubled household, I would say. The other one, I think...
47 Main Street?
Yes. The other one, I would say, thinks that he might be a serial killer and is thinking that he might trick her into murdering her. But maybe he won't. You never know. It's a great teen story.
Oh, ow.
Moogie, why are you sneezing so much?
I bit my tongue.
So, I feel like we're going to leave that in. And to explain what happened, Caitlin sneezed. I'm listening live monitoring the audio with headphones.
Yep.
That blew out my ears, and she bit her tongue in the process. Dan is fired.
As we heard. Everything Sucks is on the list, which we've talked about on our YouTube channel.
Oh, that's a show, not just what's happening right now.
Yeah, good one.
Booga. I'm sorry. Lay down. Lay down, baby.
Come on, Moogie Booga.
They have a dog named Moogie.
She is the best.
She is both hip and also happening.
Uh-huh.
And beautiful. Oh my god, she's beautiful.
Lady Bird.
Mm-hmm.
It's a coming of age movie, was an Oscar nominee recently. I think it won some of them. Boyhood. You guys know about Boyhood.
Know all about it. Went through it myself.
Oh,
Dan.
I saw that one coming. you know Boyhood?
Yes.
Boyhood, for the audience, and they say, I don't know, it is a special film in that they actually follow the actors as they grew up over, I want to say, maybe a 12-year period, something in that vein, and they made the movie over that time in real time.
So Which is quite an undertaking.
Yes, it is.
And very risky.
Yes, and long movie because they filmed so much.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if that, like, hardcore tanked, like, how much money would have been just completely down the drain.
Yeah.
And time and your sanity.
Well, I mean, there's a reason why the person who did it had already made films before and probably felt somewhat confident. But yeah, you never know how the actors are going to...
Right.
Yeah, what
they're doing. There's so many variables.
Yeah, seriously. Then I have a few things here that are video games, because we might talk about some video games. Life is Strange.
I was going to suggest Life is Strange, so I'm glad it's on your list.
I have not played it yet, so...
Oh.
And how long have you owned it for?
Probably a year.
A year and a half.
Yeah, so I can probably
play it. The second one is coming out.
Yes, it is.
And two spin-offs have come out.
Yep, yeah. So I can get on top of it. Not a big fan of spin-offs.
I have not liked... Of what I've seen, and I've seen a significant amount of all the... secondary ones.
You saw Captain Spirit and all that.
I saw the beginning of it. Yeah. I just...
Wasn't your taste?
It did not hook me same way that the original hooked me.
Interesting.
So.
So I do want to say, for the video game stuff, we're obviously still figuring out what we want to do.
Yeah, whether it's going to be a playthrough or just a talk about.
So one thing I was thinking about is maybe we do some playthrough stuff that goes on the YouTube channel and then do like a review of a spoiler cast to go on the audio. And we're figuring out this video is basically just our voices with maybe some fun pictures you've been seeing, but sometimes you'll see us on screen and all that jazz.
It'll be to a slideshow of movie pictures.
Yes. In the vein of the video games, Emily is Away, which is a game which is recreating AIM, and it is a heck of a time. I also have, what?
I was thinking AIM.
Oh, yeah. We just have a whole episode about AIM. I can just read old conversations I have with Caitlin from AIM.
That would be weird.
That'd be great. No, you can play
You're
Caitlin.
Able to get into your old
AIM. Oh, yeah. I have things saved from before.
My...
Like a lot of people, not just specifically you.
That made me really concerned.
My AOL, actually, I somehow, like, lost. Like,
oh, really?
It's just, like, a few years ago, I figured out the password and all that. I logged in, it was completely empty. I don't know what happened.
Huh.
What were our different...
usernames?
Yeah, usernames.
I'm trying to remember what I mostly used. I know at some point I was Blind Boy. 685.
I don't think I ever, like, I think I just had my email.
Like, well, yeah. You also, I feel like you pretty quickly were just Facebook messaging.
Yeah, I never
really. You were only on AIM for like a couple months.
Yeah, no, it was very brief. No.
Mine, I had one which I just regret having.
Boston. Mystic Girl Girl XX.
Close.
No, it was Boston QT123.
Nice.
Now they're going to find you on all your social
media. He still has all of those things, like Twitter, yeah. Instagram.
Right.
As soon as anything comes out.
Because, yeah, those things existed when I had this. And then...
MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace.
We should do an episode on MySpace.
You know, that still exists, yeah. Right?
Can we do like a MySpace Let's Play where we had to make a new MySpace page?
Yeah.
MySpace Let's Play.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a new game called MySpace Simulator. MySpace
Simulator. I like that idea. That's a good idea.
I actually do too. I liked MySpace. I also really miss old Facebook.
I miss old Facebook a lot too.
Friends for Sale? Oh my God, we have to have an episode on Friends for Sale.
I don't know if I remember. What's Friends for Sale?
Where you quote unquote bought your friends and gave them nicknames.
Oh, I don't remember this.
It was super weird. Oh my God. Yeah, we did.
That Keith, sounds great.
Okay, first of all, Keith, you were super into it.
Listen, I'm a person.
And because Keith and I had just started dating when Friends for Sale was a thing, it was really important that we would buy each other.
Oh.
And people kept buying each other from us.
That sounds great. That sounds like a good time, guys.
What the hell was the other thing? Was like the other, like I know there was like the stupid mob
farm. Oh, you could throw sheep at people.
Oh yeah.
That was a thing.
Well, the original thing was just poking.
Yeah.
That was part of like the Friends for Sale type. Yeah.
Well, poking was okay.
Yeah, and then they had like slapping and like weird secondary
throwing a sheep.
Yeah.
I remember.
I just miss like how your actual profile looked like a profile, like was specialized and was
you
not
could
a
have
mess.
Music.
Yeah,
I miss having music.
Oh my! I totally forgot about that.
And
you could make playlists.
Remember like Flair, where you had like the corkboard and you put different Flair on it.
Oh my God! Yeah. I totally forgot about the corkboard.
Yeah, they basically invented Pinterest and then just like stopped doing it, and then Pinterest created stuff.
That and then you know the thing is though, honestly,
yeah,
that would seem so cheesy right now.
Yeah,
because you've got all these other things which are like graphically better developed.
Yeah.
But it really felt like, and I totally like forgot until these things were mentioned. Like, it's so aesthetically like is of that time, which is interesting because like we don't really have, we're talking like what
2008 maybe 2009
2008 2009
like we're right now heavy in like the 90s nostalgia.
Yeah,
how long is it gonna take to get to the late
late mid 2000s?
Yeah, like
5 years,
like the 2008 nostalgia.
I would say
it's starting.
I would say 10 years till we're in the thick of it.
Yeah,
is what I would say.
Okay.
but it'll gradually progress over that time.
So, like, what else is going to be part of the nostalgia?
Well, no, but I want to talk more about Facebook before
we get back to that.
Because we should, first of all, we should do an entire thing about, like, old social media and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to say, like, I miss, like, ironically, I miss how the old profile on Facebook felt like MySpace.
Right.
Right? Like, where I felt like this was something that I created. Yes, maybe it looks like a mishmash mess of my random crap, but it felt like I was making my room for you to come visit.
Oh, yeah, no, it's like you have posters up in your room.
Yeah,
it's exactly.
Well, I mean,
like,
because it was... in a way, copying MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
Not completely. Because you guys didn't have MySpace.
No, never had a MySpace.
I had a MySpace.
Was more cluttered, though, isn't that? Like,
so you had your picture. You could have your name. You could have
and that's it.
That's a very intense...
You could have... most of the time, people had a playlist. You could have a specific background.
Mm. Don't you also have, like, your top
like,
five or something?
Yeah, you could... Well, you could choose the number...
Mm.
Like anywhere between 5 and like 25.
You chose your favorite number.
And you chose your favorite people.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it was kind of a big deal.
To be in someone's top 5.
To be in someone's top 5, to be number 1. People were really specific about the order.
Now, was this...
People would get in fights about it.
Is this like a friends thing? Or is this like, she likes me? Oh.
A little bit of both.
It was both.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you could... Like, if you wanted to be with flirty with someone, you would make it instead of like a top 5, a top 10, and you'd put them in your top 10. So, that way you didn't seem desperate and they weren't like your number 4, but you can be like my number 6.
See, now I wonder how much of these changes happened as Facebook tried to mature to become adult friendly.
Can we just appreciate, girl? You can be my number six.
I'm going to move on to other properties because these are things that could be entire episodes. Okay. They should be entire episodes.
Wait, one thing I remember from MySpace that I remember really enjoying was, I don't even know exactly what they were. I'm going to call them threads. And one I specifically remember was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air one. And, like, people did, like, all different ones, but it was just, like... Oh, and
so, wait, what was it? Like,
you didn't have to even be, like, friends with someone to join the thread. Oh. But basically, it was, like, in, and then someone would be, like, West, and then Philadelphia, born and raised.
Oh.
And you'd keep going.
Yeah.
And it was just...
I remember that.
It was just things like that. Like, I don't know. Like, that's so stupid. But, like, it was all different kinds of songs and
this
things
is what
like that.
You want to know why? Yeah. This is what happened when there was nothing good on the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I love how we just, like, I didn't even think about that. I was like, obviously we should do a thing about social media. That has nothing to do with coming of age. It's just nostalgia.
No, I disagree.
It's our coming of age.
No, because, first of all, it'll work into, depending on what the franchise is.
Yeah.
But also, it's a great way to tell a story.
Yeah.
And it is, like I said, a liminal space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So... Especially if we're talking about communication between people.
Yeah.
We have to talk about that in a modern era. That is communication.
If you want that, you need to see 8th grade. Because that's like, 8th grade. 8th grade is so good.
So we'll talk about 8th grade.
When YouTube came out.
What a nerd.
Loser. Paper Girls.
Fuck.
Paper Girls is a graphic novel that I wrote
down. That's meta.
Yeah, it's true. So it's about a bunch of girls with paper roots. I think they're like preteens to teens, and it's similar to like Stranger Things. It's like they're going on paper roots, and they like end up into like some sort of sci-fi thing, but it's about like sort of their coming of age around this like alien thing that happens, sort of a little bit E.T.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's on my list. Oh, yeah, like you said, Moonrise Kingdoms, Kings of Summer, Night in the Woods, another
Night
game.
In the Woods is great. Yeah. I love the soundtrack from Night in the Woods.
Then some classics like Mean Girls, Disney Channel original movies.
Mean Girls?
That's a good question. Is that a coming of age?
I don't think so. I don't think
so. What
do
you think?
I think it's a character evaluation, but it's not a coming of age.
What do you think?
Coming of age is hard in this game. So the main girl, Katie,
mm-hmm.
she is transferring into a new school,
mm-hmm.
and she is going through a big life change and a life transition. And so can you call any big life transition while you are also a teen or while you are also like going through your...
Mm-hmm.
I think it's loosely a coming of age story.
I think it's loosely, maybe not in the strictest sense, but to me, I'm like, it's also about like the coming of age of like learning not to care anymore. Like that is a big part of growing out of college. I mean, out of high school is like learning to be like, hey, there's more than just the popular cliques.
I think that if you really wanted to, you could definitely argue that it's a coming of age, but I think it doesn't satisfy the attitude of a coming of age.
Yeah.
And I think that more than anything else, it's just a moral tale.
Mm-hmm.
It's just don't be an asshole.
That's what I should have called it.
Yeah. Or you're going to get hit by a bus.
Yeah. I got Harry Potter on here. Yeah. I have Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah.
Wonder Years. Mm-hmm. My So-Called Life. I don't know if you guys know about My So-Called Life.
Familiar. Definitely sounds familiar.
It came out around the time of Freaks and Geeks. It's another one of those like young teen shows that only lasted one season, mm-hmm. but people really, really loved it. And it has like a lot of cult following.
They call that a cult classic,
Dan. It is a cult classic, yes. I have this
as opposed to a classic cult, which, by the way, there's a meeting next Tuesday.
Very good. The Spectacular Now, Perks of Being a Wallflower, Stand By Me, Juno.
Juno, okay.
Then we have a couple of newer ones from Netflix, On My Block, which I haven't seen yet, but I've heard some okay things about. Atypical and Speechless, I believe, are both coming-of-age stories about people who have disabilities.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that much about them beyond that, but that is a different lens to look at things through, so I think that could be kind of interesting.
Right.
And then we have Love, Simon, which is about a gay coming-of-age story. It was a recent kind of big deal.
I've been wanting to see that.
Yeah, so that'd be a good one to talk about. 13 Reasons Why, pretty heavily charged one. I don't even really know, actually, if that is a coming-of-age story or not. Let me know what you guys think in the comments below.
I know.
And whether or not we'll review it.
Yes.
I've actually been... avoiding it.
And you've been avoiding it actively?
I've been nervous to watch
You've been nervous to watch it.
Which one is this?
13 Reasons Why involves
suicide. I think if I suicide. Watched it with people, I would be okay.
I would say it... So it's not... I wouldn't say it's a coming-of-age story in the strictest sense, but I think it heavily tackles a number of coming-of-age themes. Like, because it struggles with, like... sexual assault and like teen sexual assault, teen parties, drunk driving.
All so I haven't
is Veronica
seen it.
Mars
I had show? Veronica Mars in my, okay. on my list.
Too. I haven't seen it, but I believe the basic premise is this girl committed suicide and she left behind 13 tapes to 13 different people, all people who in some way contributed to the reason of why she killed herself.
I know about this.
Yeah, it has to do with, it has heavily talks about, see, the thing is, I don't know that it necessarily is a coming of age story, but I still feel like it has a place in the kinds of themes we're going to be talking about.
It has a place in the discussion.
Yeah, exactly. Then we have things
unlike
like
Sandlot.
I hate you.
Thank you, Dad.
I have things like The Outsiders, which I have never seen or read.
You have never seen that?
No. The Graduate.
You've never seen The Graduate?
I've seen The Graduate. I
was going to say, we have a story that would make connecting Dan to The Graduate, that would make that really confusing.
Yeah, that's a good one. American Graffiti, haven't seen, but that's a classic.
I have the soundtrack on vinyl in the other room.
Oh, really? Yeah. You could listen to it
the Like
the time.
Original, like not like the remake.
It, Stranger Things, Scott Pilgrim, I have a few more comic books on here, Lizzie McGuire. Okay. I have some British shows. You guys wanted to talk about some anime.
Yeah, I've got my list here. So
Dragon Ball Z.
That was my coming of age. Was actually, Dragon Ball Z.
You actually could make an argument for that. It's a really long running show.
Oh my god, I hate you. Also, I will say Dragon Ball Z has a cameo in Boyhood.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Nice. Anyways, the first one on the list is Chunibyo. Chunibyo is...
Not the full title. It's Love, Chunibyo, and Other Delusions. I forget the full Japanese title.
Yeah, I think you're right. Love, Chunibyo, and Other Delusions. So Chunibyo is a Japanese slang term for the quote-unquote like delusional state you can be in. It's called... loosely translates to eighth grade syndrome.
Well, it literally means second year syndrome, I think.
Okay.
Is it like angst?
Basically, it means, you know, you are acting like a middle schooler in high school.
Ah.
So it's like you, like, you know, you've got like these sort of like self, yeah, exactly. You've got these sort of self-important delusions, right? And you haven't yet to sort of face the actual reality, so you're sort of hiding in fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, that is, it's
we
of,
all knew that one kid who...
Took a long time to grow up.
Who took a long time to grow up, but also clung to their make-believe a little longer than the rest of us.
Yeah.
Kind of like, I don't know, LARPing.
That kid. That LARPing kid.
Okay, come on, we all knew a kid
you mean
that LARPed.
You mean LARPy Lars?
My favorite.
And we can all even, like, connect to in some way. We all had some kind of cringeworthy behavior that we held on to for a little longer than we think we should have.
We're really talking in the past here?
Hey.
As we're surrounded by Pokemon and such.
I don't find it cringeworthy, though. I find it just a part of my personality. Clannad is a story about different high schoolers, they're a group of friends, and they all have their own story that they're going through. One girl is, she's very sick, and she's in and out of high school a lot. One kid, he lost his mother and has an abusive, drunken father, and wants to take school seriously because he wishes he could do well, but just can't because of his circumstances, and eventually just kind of gives up on that regard, and he's accepted that he's just going to go straight into work and not go to college. And
Sean Hunter.
So a few of them have just like their own story that they're dealing with, but they're all trying to get through it together.
Now, spoiler alert, it has a happy end.
Why would you spoil my alert?
Anyways, The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya. Mm-hmm. Keith, would you like to explain this one loosely?
I don't think we should get too much into the details, but I think that, you know, this is a good one that talks about, like, sort of frustration and boredom and sort of like the feeling of being stuck in like the ordinary life. And it is very surreal and a lot of weird things happen.
Yeah.
But sort of the center of the story is like a girl who's feeling bored and understimulated.
Yeah.
In her surroundings.
I think a great theme, like a very prevalent theme in a lot of these are, I'm in a little town, small town, and I feel stifled here.
I'm not going to get into any details with this next one, but like Furikuri or FLCL, definitely that's a big part of it. Mm-hmm. Like that's like a sort of like a narration thing they keep going to, like the beginning and the ends of episodes, about this the town where nothing happens.
Yeah, stuck in the suburbs, one might say.
Right.
Another one that is also similar to that theme is Hanasaku Iroha.
Stuck in the suburbs too.
I need to pause you because when you said that, a very clear image into my mind when they're hiding in the pipe. Do you remember that scene?
Anyways,
the culprit pipe.
Let's see, Toradora, your line, April, Kokoro Connect, and so that was and the last one that I wrote down was Kimi ni Todoke. So that one is about a girl who looks like the scary girl from The Ring, and she's trying her best to overcome her scary appearance for her classmates, and tries to be as nice as she can because she wants to have friends so badly.
Can she just like cut her hair? Isn't the hair like the main thing of The Ring?
It's like the Santa Claus. It'll grow right back.
Oh, okay. The idea here is that we were talking about doing this every other week, and the idea is that we would finish a normal episode knowing what the next episode is going to be.
Yeah.
And then we'd tell you what it's going to be so that you could like do your homework for angst
school. Listen up, kids.
And know, you know, watch the show we're going to watch the movie we're going to watch, read the whatever. Just have an idea of what we're going to talk about and get pumped for it so that we can all talk about it together. We'd love to get emails in and comments and stuff that we can read like in the old days.
We'd love to get AIM messages.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Please send us AIM messages.
At Boston Cutie.
1, 2, 3.
Listen, not 122, not 124. This is Boston QT 123.
That's 1-800 Boston.
What'd you say?
I said that's 1-800 Boston QT.
The first 500 callers get a free pair of socks.
And a restraining order.
And a restraining order.
So the other thing I want to talk to you guys about that we haven't really figured out yet is specific. So it's easy when we're like, okay, we're going to do a movie.
Yeah.
Let's watch the movie. I don't even know that we necessarily have to watch it together. We can just plan on having watched it separately.
Depends on the movie.
Depends on the movie, whatever it is. What do we want to do when it comes to the longer form content, whether it be a game or most specifically is a TV show? Like, do we watch a few episodes? Do we talk about a specific episode? Like,
so for a game, for instance, Life is Strange would be easy because we could just do
an episode
for each video and separate it into parts.
Yeah.
For other games, I would just say, let's look at how long the full gameplay is.
Yeah.
Then just figure it out there.
Yeah.
So for instance, if it's a 16-hour game, maybe do 2 hours. And also, I think for anyone who's actually listening to this, tell us what you think. Like, how long for, like, say, a streaming video would you want to watch?
So this means, Dan, when you're editing later, tell us what you think.
What?
Because you're the only one.
Good. You're smart cookie.
So let me answer a question, right, over here.
So I do think, also for longer games, it might even make sense for us to play separately and just have a spoiler cast about it, depending on the game.
The most recent God of War is a good coming of age story.
Here's my solution. And maybe this might sound, sacrilegious, but I think it's the most effective, which is we should play some part of it together either after or before having watched a playthrough. So we should play it to get some gameplay, but the easiest way to get the story is just to, in our own free time, watch a playthrough.
Potentially. Or we could, we could play it separately too. So like something like, we could play the first hour of Night in the Woods together as a let's play, talk about it a little bit, go apart, finish the game on our own or watch a Let's Play, and then come back the next week.
Which
and
would do be a great cast. If we didn't all have full-time jobs, yeah. is my thing.
Yeah, well, no, but you're saying to watch a Let's Play. So I'm saying you could watch a Let's Play,
yeah.
and I could go and finish the game if right. I wanted to or right. whatever.
I just think, like, realistically, like, yeah. you watching a Let's Play is like, you can do that while you're doing yeah, other
yeah.
things.
And, yeah, no, I get that, sure. So, yeah, I mean, I think part of the thing is I don't think we're going to do games on top of games. Like, well, maybe we'll do a game, like, every 3 months or something like that. I don't think we should do them super often. But the bigger question is TV shows, because TV shows are even potentially even more of an investment. Yeah. So, I mean, some of these things we'll talk about we've already seen before. Like, I do think we will probably in some way talk about Boy Meets World at some point. It just makes sense.
Yeah.
I do want to do, like, a bit of a postmortem on Everything Sucks,
yeah.
which we've already seen, so we could talk about it. We could refresh our memories if we wanted to. But
I also don't think you need to finish a series to review it.
Yeah.
I think that getting a decent chunk is enough to get the sort of the spirit of it.
Yeah.
And that's really what we're trying to review, not, like, the entire arc, right?
Yeah, and about. certain things I think, just watching the pilot, we'll talk about the pilot.
Yeah.
Certain things, maybe someone could tell us a specific... So, like, someone, like, I know a lot of people want us to watch Speechless.
Mm-hmm.
They tell us a specific episode that stands out to them. Ben Savage is actually guest starring on that next season, apparently.
Okay.
So, like, something like that. Like, standout episodes we could talk about. The other thing is... so. You know, say we're going to talk about the first four episodes of Wonder Years.
Right.
We end an episode saying, hey, next time we're talking about the first four episodes of Wonder Years, then people know exactly what we're going to talk about.
Right.
They could watch those four or whatever. So just, it's all about planning, right. which we're so good at. Do we want to talk right now and figure out what our first official episode will be covering, or do we want to do that off air?
Let's do it now and see where it lands.
Oh, okay.
I think I would also want people to weigh in either on things they would want to hear us talk about, or things that we mentioned already that we're interested in talking about that you're interested in hearing us talk about.
One eternity later.
So we've talked it through. And what we've decided is we're going to try to narrow it down off camera or off mic to four things, put up a poll.
Technically also off camera. You're not wrong.
Yeah, we're never on camera right now. Put up a poll over on Doing OK Video on Twitter, DOINGOK Video.
Video.
We're going to put up a Twitter poll, see what you guys want us to talk about. And I should...
see what you want us to stop talking about.
Yes, that's a good one. Vote extra if you want us to stop talking about it.
Yeah.
And the thing I should mention is we're going to create a new podcast feed. Right, for this particular episode zero, we're putting it on YouTube, but we're also putting it on our old Girl Meets World podcast feed to sort of remind you people that we exist. But we're going to start fresh with an angst podcast feed. Everybody knows you exist, I know. Angst is going to have a new podcast feed. It's going to be all capitals, Angst, a coming of age podcast. So you can look that up on
podcast services. And what does that stand for, Dan?
Angry.
No.
Adults never get teenager angst.
Nope.
Adults never get stupid teens.
Closer.
Yes. No, that's just it.
But I feel like I have to say, like, I have to say the get with, like, a right emphasis, because I feel like they're never getting them. They can't grab them.
They're not able to kidnap them.
Yes.
They're too wiry.
Adults never get
stupid
teens.
Yeah. Adults never get stupid teens, a coming of age discussions podcast.
On youtube.com/DOING. youtube.com/DOINGOK.
/store.
Thank you guys for listening to this troubled
production. A bridge over troubled water.
Yes.
We don't promise we'll get better, but we promise you'll get used to it.
Until next time, we hope that you'll come of age.
That's a good point. What is the outro?
Are we doing until next time, stay angsty.
No, let's think of a good one.
Until next time, I hope you come of age.
Keep feeling the angst.
Until next time, we hope you're
doing okay.
Okay, that's what I'm actually putting at the end.
Just keep all of it.